Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into Vale SA, ticker symbol VALE, one of the world's largest producers of iron ore and nickel. If you're looking to understand whether this mining giant is a solid addition to your portfolio, stick around, because we're covering everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, and more. Let's get started. Alright, before we jump into the numbers, let's set the stage. Vale is a Brazilian multinational corporation, and it's a powerhouse in the mining industry, primarily focused on iron ore, nickel, and copper. They've been around since 1942, and today they operate in over 30 countries with a massive workforce of over 64,000 employees. Their headquarters is in Rio de Janeiro, and they've built a reputation as a key player in the basic materials sector. If you're invested in commodities or looking at global infrastructure plays, Vale is definitely a name you can't ignore. Now, a bit more about what Vale does. Their core business revolves around producing and selling iron ore and iron ore pellets, which are critical for steel production. They're also big in nickel, used in stainless steel and batteries, and copper, which is seeing growing demand with the rise of renewable energy. Vale operates mines, railroads, and ports, primarily in Brazil, but their reach is global. Under the leadership of CEO Gustavo Duarte Pimenta, they've been navigating a complex landscape of commodity price swings and environmental challenges. Speaking of which, they've had their share of controversies, but we'll get into that later. For now, know that Vale is a giant in the industrial materials space, with a market cap of around $72 billion as of the latest data. Let's talk revenue. Vale's top line has been pretty impressive over the years, though it's tied closely to commodity prices. In 2024, their full-year revenue came in at about $38.1 billion. Breaking it down by segment, iron ore is the big breadwinner, contributing roughly $24.8 billion, which is the lion's share of their income. Copper brings in a solid $2.8 billion, and there's a smaller chunk from other operations at $141 million. Geographically, Vale's revenue is spread across multiple regions, with a significant portion tied to markets like China, where steel demand remains a key driver. The reliance on iron ore is both a strength and a vulnerability, as we'll see, since price fluctuations can hit their numbers hard. Still, these figures show Vale's ability to generate massive cash flows when the market is in their favor. Moving on to earnings, Vale's performance in recent years tells an interesting story. For 2025, their net income was reported at $2.47 billion, a significant drop from $6.7 billion in 2024 and $7.98 billion in 2023. That translates to an EPS of 58 cents in 2025, down from 1.37 the prior year. Now, this decline isn't necessarily a red flag. Commodity prices and operational costs play a huge role, and Vale has been dealing with some headwinds like lower iron ore prices and higher expenses in certain quarters. On the positive side, their EBITDA for 2025 still came in strong at $14.1 billion, showing they're generating decent cash from operations despite the net income dip. The key takeaway here? Vale's profitability can be volatile, but their operational scale keeps them in the game even in tougher years. Let's dive into some insights from their latest earnings call for Q3 2025. Management highlighted a robust operational performance, with iron ore production hitting key targets and copper showing strength as well. They emphasized cost discipline, which helped support margins despite some pricing pressures. The team also talked up their focus on sustainability and reducing environmental impact, which is critical given past incidents and growing regulatory scrutiny. Looking ahead, they're optimistic about demand from emerging markets and are investing in projects to boost capacity. It's clear Vale is playing a long game, balancing growth with operational efficiency, and they're confident in delivering sustainable value to shareholders. Now, let's break down the financial statements for a clearer picture of Vale's health. On the balance sheet, as of 2025, Vale reported total assets of $86.9 billion, up from $80.3 billion in 2024, showing growth in their asset base. Cash and equivalents stand at $7.4 billion, giving them decent liquidity. Total liabilities are at $52.4 billion, with a debt-to-equity ratio of 0.58, which isn't overly concerning, but worth watching. Their current ratio is 1.15, indicating they can cover short-term obligations, though it's not a wide margin. On the income statement side, gross profit for 2025 was $13.1 billion on revenue of $38.2 billion, with a gross margin of about 34.5%. Net profit margin, however, is tighter at 6.2%, reflecting the impact of operating costs and taxes. Finally, looking at cash flow, Vail generated $9 billion from operations in 2025, though they spent heavily on CapEx at $5.97 billions. Free cash flow came in at $3.6 billions, which is solid and supports their ability to fund dividends. They paid out $3.57 billions in 2025 and reinvest in growth. Overall, Vail's financials show resilience, but the thinner margins and debt levels mean they need to manage costs tightly. All right, let's talk valuation. Vail's current price-to-earnings ratio for the trailing 12 months is around 30.25, which is on the higher side compared to the industrial materials industry average of about 23.6. Their price-to-sales ratio is 1.87, which seems reasonable given their revenue scale. Looking at forward PE estimates for 2026, analysts peg it at around 8.64, suggesting the stock could be undervalued if earnings grow as expected. Dividend yield is another bright spot at 8.78%, which is attractive for income investors. Enterprise value is $83.5 billion, factoring in debt, and their free cash flow yield of 4.28% indicates they're generating cash relative to their market value. Comparing this to peers, Vail looks fairly valued, but the high trailing PE might give some investors pause unless commodity prices trend higher. My take? If you believe in a strong recovery for iron ore and nickel, Vail's valuation offers a potential entry point, especially with that juicy dividend. Let's switch gears and run through a SWOT analysis to weigh Vail's position. Starting with strengths, Vail's scale is unmatched. They're a global leader in iron ore with massive production capacity and integrated logistics like railroads and ports. Their financial performance, even in down years, shows resilience, with strong cash flows supporting dividends. On the weaknesses side, their heavy reliance on iron ore exposes them to price volatility, and past environmental disasters, like the Brumadinho Dam collapse, have damaged their reputation and led to ongoing legal and regulatory costs. Opportunities? The push for renewable energy is a big one. Nickel and copper demand could soar with electric vehicles and green tech. Emerging market growth, especially in Asia, also bodes well for steel demand. Threats include geopolitical risks in Brazil, environmental regulations tightening, and competition from other miners who might undercut on costs. Vail's got a strong foundation, but they need to navigate these risks carefully to maintain their edge. Now let's check out Vail's recent stock performance. Over the past year, Vail has been on a tear, up 64.63%, which is incredible compared to the broader basic materials sector's 77.3% gain. Zooming in, the last 6 months saw a 71.91% jump, and the past 3 months alone are up 40.18%. Short term, the stock has momentum, with 11.92% gain over the last month, and a 0.12% uptick in the past week. Looking at the chart, the price is currently sitting at $16.92, and the trend suggests bullish sentiment, likely driven by strong commodity demand expectations and positive analyst outlooks for 2026. If you're considering a short-term move, the momentum looks favorable, but keep an eye on broader market conditions and any sudden commodity price shifts. So, what's the bottom line on Vail SA? This is a company with a commanding presence in the mining sector, benefiting from global demand for iron ore, nickel, and copper. Their financials show strength in cash flow and revenue, though profitability can swing with commodity cycles, and their debt levels warrant caution. Valuation-wise, the forward PE and dividend yield make it tempting, especially if you're bullish on metals. However, risks like environmental scrutiny and market volatility can't be ignored. For long-term investors, Vail could be a solid play if you're comfortable with some cyclical ups and downs. What do you think? Are you buying, holding, or steering clear of Vail? Drop your thoughts in the comments, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this. See you in the next one.